I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 12th. The building at 1433 Hancock Street in Quincy Center is now known as the Joe Finn Building. A ceremony was held last week dedicating the building to the former Quincy City Councilor for his work in promoting affordable housing. Developer Leo Martin purchased that building in 2019 and created 22 units of affordable housing with help from a $2 million grant from the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. 20 of the 22 units are already rented for $1,400 per month. The Quincy Fire Department held their annual 9/11 memorial service at 10 o'clock yesterday in front of fire headquarters on Quincy Avenue. Chief Joe Jackson and Mayor Thomas Koch said it's important to never forget the lives lost in the terrorist attacks and to honor the men and women who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan after the attacks. There are four new members of the Quincy College Board of Governors: Philip Chong from Quincy Asian Resources, developers Sean Galvin and Donald McKinnon, and Kyle Swist from Granite Telecommunications were all recently appointed to fill vacancies on the college board. Quincy residents can pick up free surgical masks beginning next week. The city will be distributing the masks at the Koch Recreational Complex September 19th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can call 617-376-1105 or email emergencyoperations@quincyma.gov to schedule an appointment for mask pickup. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, September 12th.